This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We've been talking about possession and confession this week and who we are in Christ as believers. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to reveal yourself to us today as we read your word. Put these revelations in our hearts so we will learn who we are as your children, so we can begin to walk in who we are as born-again Christians, that we might see your word for what it really is and who we are. And as I open the word to the people today, may you reveal yourself to them in a great and mighty way, and may they understand they can do what you said we can do, and we are who you said we are, in Jesus' name. So I praise you and worship you and thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now then, yesterday I left off with we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. I want to go over that just a little bit again today. In Romans 8, 16 and 18, it says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. And if children, then we're heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. Now, when you begin to get a picture of that, that you're a child of the King, you're not an old unworthy sinner. So stop confessing that you're an old unworthy sinner. Yes, you used to be an old unworthy sinner if you were lost, which everybody was. But when you come into the kingdom of God, you became a child of God. He forgave all of your sins. He cleaned you up. He took you out of the Murray pit of hell out there, and he brought you in to the kingdom of his dear Son and made you a joint heir with Christ. In other words, if you're a lady and you're a born-again Christian, you need to begin to see yourself as a princess of the King of the universe. You're his daughter. If you're a man, you need to see yourself as a prince in the kingdom of God, a son of the King of the universe, and stop saying, I'm an old, unworthy sinner. That's like slapping God in the face after what he done for you, after he cleaned you up and made you this brand new person. You're not an old, unworthy sinner. You're a child of God. You're a joint heir. You're a joint heir with Christ. So begin to realize who you are in Christ. If we're delivered from the powers of darkness, which Colossians chapter 1, verse 12 through 14 clearly says we're delivered from the power of darkness, and we're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ in Romans 8, 16 through 18. And then the Word of God declares in Romans 8, 37 through 39, we are more than conquerors through Christ. Now, we're not just conquerors. We are more than conquerors. So let's go back to the Word of God here in Romans 8, 37. And let's read this. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now then, folks, as born-again Christians, we're delivered from the power of darkness, we're heirs and joint heirs with Christ, and we're more than conquerors through Christ. Isn't that amazing? When you begin to see yourself as a member of the kingdom of God, you're a son or a daughter of the King of the universe. Stop letting the devil beat up on you. Take the Word of God and begin to walk holy. Begin to feed yourself with the things of God. Turn off the wicked television sets. Turn off the wicked radio shows. Begin to feed your spirit with God's Word so that you will know who you are. Can you imagine yourself being out there in the old miry muck of the world, living in sin, and you're dirty and filthy, and let's say, for instance, that you were a poor little boy or girl, and you were 10 or 15 years old, and you had never had a home, never, You lived on the streets and you never knew what it was to take a good shower, a good warm shower in a beautiful bathroom. You had never had any good food, never pulled your feet up under a good table. You had eaten out of trash cans. And then one day, a man walks up and he's a billionaire and he sees you and he says, "Oh, I want to take that little guy or girl and I want to adopt them into my family." And he comes and says, "I want you to become my son. Would you do that?" And you look at this well-dressed man driving this beautiful car with a chauffeur and everything else. And you think, "You want me to be your son?" And he says, "Yes." And you said, "What do I have to do?" He said, "Just get in the car with me and we will go and we'll fill out the papers and I will adopt you into my family and give you my name. And then everything I have will be yours." And you say, "This is too good to be true, but yes, I want this." And so you get in that car and you go down and they fill out the paperwork and you take on this man's name. He now takes you by and he takes you somewhere and he takes you to a beautiful place and they clean you up and you get a beautiful shower in a beautiful home. And he takes you down to the best department stores and he buys you the most beautiful dresses or suits. And then he takes you to the most beautiful mansion you've ever seen in your life. And he says, "Now this room up here is yours. This whole top floor, it's yours. All these beautiful clothes are yours. Now you can come down. The tables is set every morning and every noon and every evening and all the good food you want. And when you get to be 16, that beautiful Lexus out there in the driveway will be yours. You will get to drive one of those beautiful cars." Can you imagine anybody going back out on the street and putting their old dirty clothes back on and saying, "Oh, I'm just an old unworthy nobody"? No, they would not do such a thing as that. They would go tell all of their friends, "Look at what has happened to me. I have been taken out of this darkness and put into this light, and all these wonderful things are mine." But that parallel, that story I just told you, is nothing compared to what our Savior did for us. When he took us out of the kingdom of darkness, he had paid the total price. The house that he has prepared for us in eternity, even the streets are paved with gold. The foundations of the houses are precious jewels. And all these things are ours. But it's not ours then, it's ours now. I want to show you what he has blessed us with. I want to read to you a few more things that we are from the Word of God. I want to go to Ephesians 1, 3 and 4. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ the minute we become adopted into his family. Because he says in verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Now these spiritual blessings, how many of these spiritual blessings became ours in heavenly places when we became born-again Christians? All of them. We didn't have a thing to do with it. All these things are ours. Salvation is yours. Healing is yours. Deliverance is yours. Provisions is yours. Everything that Christ did is yours. Now also he says over here in 1 Corinthians 3:16 and in chapter 6:19, he says, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?" Now he says in verse 17, "If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are." Now think about that. Well, as I have learned that I am the temple of the Holy Spirit, the dwelling place of God on this earth. So what if I go out and begin to sin? What if I go out and attach myself to a prostitute? Or just what if I were to move in with somebody and live with them and commit adultery or fornication. I would be yielding to the enemy, which is Satan, because that's what he wants to do. He wants me to defile my temple so he can stand before the King of the universe and accuse me so that he will be able to kill this physical body with sickness and disease at an early age. And I want you to look what he has done right here. He said, "Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? And if anyone, now that's any Christian, if any Christian defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy, which temple you are." So in chapter 6 of, and verse 18 of 1 Corinthians, he goes a little further. He says, "Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body." What? "Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God? And ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Now truly, the miracle is in your mouth. You have to say what God says. It may not happen if you say it once, but it will never fail if you keep on saying it. It cannot fail. If God said you can do it, keep on saying it, because if you keep on saying what God says, you will have whatever you say from the Word of God. So keep your temple clean and pure and serve the living God. Now, we've come to the end of another week, and I want to invite you to call me at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106 for audio and videotapes of these teachings. Also, I want to invite you to our healing school.
I'd also like to invite you to our healing school. We have a healing school the second Saturday and the fourth Saturday of every month. We teach people how to walk in divine health. We get to see the Lord heal many people. That starts at 1 p.m. the second Saturday and the fourth Saturday of every month. You can get to all that information on our website. From our website, it's www.tlsm.org. There you can find out where we have all of our services, when we have our teachings, where we're speaking, all of our speaking engagements. From our website, you can listen to our past radio shows all the way back to December of this past year. There's a lot of information. We're going to soon have streaming video on our website, so you can look at some of our teaching on video. So we would love to have you come to our healing school, love to have you come to our services on Sunday at 1 p.m. and on 2 p.m. on Sunday and 1 p.m. on Saturday. So praise the Lord Jesus Christ.